going to do a multi-million dollar renovation that'll include recladding the front entries, upgrading the landscaping at the entries. We're going to replace the signing along the highway and the streets around the mall. We're going to have wayfinding signs once you get onto the parking lot to help direct traffic to the different department stores. Once you get inside the mall, we're going to have all new tile flooring. We're going to remove much of the antiquated neon signing and lighting throughout the mall and replace it with more energy-efficient fluorescent lighting. We're going to repaint the ceilings from the stark white to more muted tones with two or three different color layers. We're going to give the food court a new layout and bring in all new furnishings and soft seating areas.
Okay, great. Now, why was Post Oak chosen for these renovations?
We were supposed to have a renovation a couple of years ago, and it got tabled for other projects, and we've just now risen to the top of the list again.
Do you think the renovations will bring in more retailers than what we have now?
Possibly not bring in more retailers, but we're hoping that the renovation will help us upgrade to fresher retailers that may have looked at College Station in the past and passed on it because the mall was looking a little bit tired and outdated, and we're hoping that they'll come back and see the fresh new look and think that this is a thriving community that they want to be a part of.
And when will the renovations begin?
Tentatively, we're going to start work March 1st with some of the exterior portions of it, with the main tile work beginning probably early in May.
Now, will the mall have to close at any point during the renovations?
No, actually all the work will be done at night to the interior of the mall. So once the mall closes at 9 o'clock, we actually, in the areas that we're working in, we roll down tarps in front of the storefronts to minimize the dust and any kind of commotion or paint that may be going on. We do the work, and then about 3 hours before the mall opens, we start cleaning up, and we roll those tarps back up, and we open for business at 10 o'clock like we always do.
Okay, and now Post Oak Mall, in being in College Station, the next closest big mall would be, you know, Houston or whatnot. Is this going to hopefully keep local customers staying in College Station to shop instead of going to places like the outlets on 290 or Houston to do their shopping?
We certainly hope so, because I know that we've had customer comments over the last few years that we wish that the mall looked a little bit fresher and more inviting. And we know that the interior right now is pretty stark and a little bit outdated in the color scheme. So we're hoping to make it a little bit more livable and friendly place in the future.
Okay, great. And when can customers expect their new mall to be completed?
Early in November, right for the Christmas shopping season.